Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a hot summer. And why? Well, we've got some good heat rolling in, but it's also political season, and we're going to continue our conversation. You know, why politics and money? Well, they go hand in hand, and what happens in politics affects your money. So we're going to be having on political candidates for various races. And so today in the studio, I have with me returning to Real Money with David Holland. Is Ted Doran.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Look at the smile on your face. Keep that chin up, man.
Yeah, I got it up.
All right. So, Ted, you are running for Volusia County Chairman.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And you want to do this because?
I want to do it because we as a community have been in neutral for more than 15 years. And at least. And we are going nowhere really fast. And I would even argue that you can't be in neutral. You're either going forward or you're in reverse, and we've been in reverse.
If you're on the neutral interstate, you get run over.
That's right. And, you know, but we're in reverse on the interstate. We are not competing with any of the counties around us. We are not competing with any of the similar sized communities. We have a declining, if not downright decrepit beachside that is beginning to look, like a third world country. It has been 25 years, and we have not had one single new hotel built in Daytona Beach or the surrounding area, or Volusia.
Well, that's one of my bike rides in the morning, and I go down A1A or north, and I go south on A1A, and I look at it and go, this is not which way we want to be going.
No. But think about that. 25 years, not a single new hotel. Now, you've got some renovations, but I'm talking about new hotels. And this is during a time period, as we all remember, when money became virtually free, unfortunately.
And available and liquid, yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't get one. And so we are so behind the curve. It is unbelievable. And as I served as chairman of the Daytona Regional Chamber, I became aware of a number of issues. One was tourism and the Halifax Area Advertising Authority, which some people may remember had a lot of coverage because I led, as the chairman of the Halifax Area Advertising Authority, I led the charge to break up the cronyism, break up the corruption, and there was, and terminate the CEO and replace her with a world-class convention center / tourism promoter from out of California named Jeff Hentz, who brings to the table connections all the way to Germany and can drive business into our community. And so I tackled that and we accomplished that, and now they're set. But that's just a microcosm of what's going on in the county as a whole, primarily on the east side.
So Ted Doran is running for Volusia County Chair. The website is tedforchairman.com, or you can go to teddoran.com and they can learn more about who you are and what you're about, your background. You know, the thing that, of course, a lot of people don't know, and I think a lot, you know, some people, they pay attention, a lot of people don't really know what does the county council do? And because you start talking about getting jobs or businesses, what does the council do? And then what does the chairman do?
Yes. Well, the chairman, of course, is the leader and or should be and sets the tone and direction and, of course, runs the meetings and also sets the agenda.
And that has been Frank Bruno.
Has been Frank Bruno for the last 8 years. We 8 years ago collectively voted on a referendum that we now have an elected chairman as opposed to electing seven people and having them choose who would be the chairman. So you're an elected chairman. So that it is substantially more power than it was before because you can set direction,
because
you can provide leadership, and because you control the agenda. That is a big deal because you can drive issues forward and fix things. The county controls many facets of our life. I mean, it provides the ambulance service to us if we are injured. It controls the entire beach from beginning to end.
And we've got, what,
on
60,
every level.
60-some miles of beach, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Right. Tons of beach. It provides economic development, hopefully, but I would argue that's been a total failure. And one of the reasons that I'm actually running, because, the county should be driving or help to drive in high-paying jobs into our community. We are the this dovetails into the finance side of things. Sure. We are the third most taxed county in the state of Florida.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
And we've got, what, 67 counties?
We were, yep.
And we're third. We're number three?
Yep. And we were second last year.
Good grief.
And we are in the bottom quartile of per capita income.
Well, those two don't go together very well.
Not at all. We are in trouble as a community, as a general proposition.
Okay.
And it has been, our quality of life suffers because of it. The services that were provided from our government suffer because of it. And there is a lack of leadership to tackle these hard issues and make them happen. And I've done that with the chamber. I did that with as chairman of the Team Volusia Economic Development Corporation, which is, you know, a private sector driven jobs deal, which I can talk about. And then I did it as chairman of the tourism board. Okay. And, you know, what I found was, yes, I could affect all those areas, but I couldn't really because the county would undermine the efforts.
I see. So you really have to be, you need to be.
I need to be the county.
You got to be there. Okay.
Yes.
So let's take a quick break, Ted. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the specific ideas you have.
Sure.
About how to affect some of these changes.
Yep.
TedDoren.com and TedForChairman.com. Ted Doren running for Volusia County Chair. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, it is political season, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because we need elected leaders who are going to represent us, who are going to help move our county, our city, our state, our country forward. So in the studio with me today, joining me from about a year ago, Ted Doren back in to update us and tell us what he's doing. He's running for Volusia County Chairman, TedForChairman.com and TedDoren.com. And before the break, we're talking about some of the things that you've observed that really caused you to run. And yeah. And you share with me on the commercial break, and my mouth fell open. Give the listeners your number you share with me.
Well, you know, we have these very low wages, and, you know, it's bad enough that we have those. But let me give you an example of how it affects us so dramatically and directly, and that is in public education. You wouldn't think so, but here's the deal. When we write our check to pay our property taxes, we send money in, and a big portion of that is for schools. But the school district doesn't get the money. It's all sent to Tallahassee. It's called a required effort. So Tallahassee has a formula. And for every dollar we send to Tallahassee, they only send 96 cents back. Why? Because they have a formula for determining how to redistribute the money. And the key variable to that is how much money are the people making in your locality? So if you aren't making a lot of money, they don't send you a lot of money. What does that all mean? Over the last 10 years, this is our money that we've sent to Tallahassee, $97,464,000 went to Seminole County, Miami-Dade, Broward, Duval to educate their children, not ours. But it's our money, not money that we might have gotten. This is the money we wrote a check for, sent it to Tallahassee, didn't come back.
Is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah. Okay. We've got to increase the wages, get higher paying wages.
Okay. So that we'll get
that's
our,
the key variable.
We'll get our share.
Then we would keep our money.
Okay.
And if we start getting enough high wages,
we could be a place that somebody else complains
that's
about.
That's right. Yes, that's right. We could, which is a good thing. And because really where it's going to a large degree is paying our teachers. And our teachers here locally don't get paid anywhere near, well, I wouldn't say anywhere near, but I mean, they get paid less than a teacher, for instance, in Seminole, simply because other people are making more money, not teachers.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So, you know, this is something that the county should be all over and they have done nothing. Here's another issue. The Ocean Center, losing $1.3 million a year. Losing.
How do you sustain that?
You don't. Well, the way you sustain it is we all collectively are paying into the general revenue fund and they're covering the difference. So we're paying $1.3 million.
I met with, on more of a city basis, I met with a Peabody, and we had them on the show yesterday, and mm-hmm. I found out they're an enterprise fund, and they have to be self-sustaining.
Yeah.
So is that the kind of thing that you can look at where it can be operated more as an enterprise fund? But they're losing over $1 million. How do you do that?
Well, what you do is the reason they're losing money is twofold. One is that they have not staffed it. The county has retained control of it.
Okay.
No convention center in the country is controlled by their county government.
Really?
Not on the sales and booking side. On the operational side, the day-to-day,
well, then
you
why
know,
are we
who sweeps
why are
the
we
floor.
Different?
Because we have people who historically, at least in the past, would not let things go. And my opponent's been on the county council for 8 years, and he has watched this bleeding go on, as have others, and nothing has happened. So we need to pull the county out of that, turn it over to the CVB.
What's that?
Where it should have always been, the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
Where we just talked about, I replaced person with somebody so good.
So just disperse and delegate.
And privatize.
And privatize.
Yep. And take the county out of the picture. See, the county has, over the last, I would say, 6-7 years, put its tentacles out and absorbed all these non-core functions, such as they have a separate law enforcement agency on the beach, even though we have a sheriff's department. So the county operates two law enforcement agencies. Can you imagine the additional expense to that?
Is there a way to consolidate that?
Of course. Just turn it over to the sheriff's department. The sheriff wants to run the beach. But again, it's back to control. Mm. They want to set up their own. They did set up their own law enforcement agency on the beach so that they could control it.
Don't we have the same issue potentially with the firemen? Isn't this something that's
there's a lot of redundancy in fire because of the municipalities and the overlap. I mean, you can get two firehouses built, two different cities, but right on the line, they can be very close together. And so, you know, from a broader perspective as a community, those are definitely things that have to be resolved.
Okay. Well, we have Ted Dorn in the studio with us, and he is running for Volusia County Chairman. Ted4chairman.com and TedDorn.com. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and talk about some more specifics of why Ted says he's the guy. Hold on.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. And if you're just joining us, it's a summer that's going to be warm and hot, and a lot of stuff we're going to work on in terms of shaking out the political field, because we've got multiple races in our community that we need to be paying attention to. One of them, of course, is the election for Volusia County Chairman. And Ted Dorn is one of the candidates. TedForChairman.com and TedDorn.com. Before the break, we're talking about some of the things that you've seen that, you know, you think that you can do better, mm-hmm. bottom line.
Yep.
And so one of the things I always look at is, okay, well, how do we do it? What is my actionable items? What can we do about this? So what are some of the specific things that you think? One of the things we talked about before was creating jobs and trying to get those wages up so that you can get more of our share that go from 96 cents to a dollar on the allocation of resources. So how do we bring new businesses? Is this a chamber function? Is it a city function? Is it a county function? Can they all work together? Is this something that the Volusia County Council should be working on?
Well, historically, no, actually not all the
okay.
above. Historically, the county has controlled economic development, say for the last at least 7 or 8 years. They have a very substantial department. It has a $6 million budget and a payroll of just under $1 million annually. They have no success to point to.
That's a good chunk of money.
That's
huge. So $1 million of payroll.
Yep.
And a total of a $6 million budget.
Yes. And they have no success.
Give me $6 million, Ted, and I will get you businesses in this
community. I think you would. And the private sector out there realizes the failure. So when I was chairman of the Chamber of Commerce, I formed the BDP, Business Development Partnership, for the purpose of spinning it off and taking over economic development. And we did. We spun it off, and then I became the first chairman of Team Volusia Economic Development Corporation. Okay. It's $1 million of private sector money and $500,000 of municipal and county money. I got every single city, east and west, to contribute and join. Every single city of major cities. And first time ever in the history of Volusia County to get the east and west for one common goal and one common purpose. And so I leverage those tax dollars, and the municipalities love it because they can spend $10,000 or $20,000 and get $1 million worth of value and strength. So I put all this together, and then I turned to the county and said, let's go.
Let's dance.
And they decided that they didn't want us to go. So they started undermining us and doing whatever they could to impede our progress. The answer to getting high-paying jobs is to do true economic development. The answer to that is to give it to the private sector and let them run it. And so what I'm going to do is take that $6 million budget, cut it at least in half immediately, and give a portion of that, not all of it, to Team Volusia and the private sector to do their thing, because they are doing great work and they will be successful, and we can accomplish a lot that way.
Well, the fundamental reality is that, you know, entrepreneurs, businesses, when you have the profit component, it changes the game. It does. You give three businesses, $1 million apiece and say, okay, here you go. For the next 12 months, go get us businesses, get them down here. Here, let's talk about tax incentives. Let's talk about all those things. But get them down here, and in a year, whoever did the best job gets the $3 million for the next year.
That's right.
Or, whatever. But so this is the kind of stuff you need to be looking at.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that's what we'll do. We'll bid out, for instance, the Ocean Center. When we privatize it, we'll bid it out. We'll get the best. There's lots of companies that do this.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are no governments that do it. That's the whole point. We're the only one that does it. And we got to get out of that business.
So centralized control, not necessarily a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
EVAC is the biggest victim most recently of that. Now we've got all these ambulances that are out there, and we've got the cities with ambulances, but the county will not license them, so that if you collapse and you need to get to the hospital, you the first responder will be, in this case, Ormond Beach, but they cannot transport you. They have to wait for EVAC. So EVAC can be, and this in fact happened in Edgewater in 2010. It took them 30 minutes to get there. The woman died while the paramedics in Edgewater sat and watched her die with tears streaming down their face, because the county will not license the same vehicles fully equipped to do transport. In 2011, the same thing happened.
Makes no sense.
It's incredible. The same thing happened in 2011, and the fire chief said, I will not stand here and watch her die. He picks her up because EVAC's 30 minutes away, picks her up, takes her to the hospital. He got fined, he got suspended, and the county threatened the city by saying that they had taken actions that they deemed to be hostile against the county.
Okay, well, if it's a choice between saving somebody's life and getting a fine,
hello,
I'll take the fine.
But,
But I shouldn't have to, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, because, the next step is the county could just, there's a lot of bad things that can happen. So they would say it's all economics. But I would say it's more control, county control, and I don't care what the economics are. People can't die. So there have been five people die. This isn't just one example.
Well, you speak economics, and this, of course, is you do a lot of legal work, and so you recognize the potential liabilities.
Oh, of course. It all ends up in lawsuits.
What's the dollar amount of all those lawsuits, and what does that cost?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, right?
Oh, it could be millions. Yeah. And so, the thing is, people can't die. And there have been five people die the same way in different cities other than Edgewater.
Well, that's the same issue with the whole beach driving thing, is how many people, So, all right. Well, we've got Ted Doran in the studio educating us on what the Volusia County Council does and the chairman's role. He's running for chairman, Volusia County Chair. TedForChairman.com, TedDoran.com. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back 30 seconds. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back. You're just joining us. Real Money with David Holland is real about politics because it affects your money. And we hear things like Ted Dorn's been sharing in the studio with us today about how our tax dollars are used and the efficiency or inefficiency of government. And so, Ted, talk to our listeners. Tell them why you're the guy for Volusia County Chair.
Well, I don't think the stakes could be any higher. I think that we have spent at least a decade, if not more, as we talked about before, in reverse. And if somebody doesn't get in and take some action, real action, we are going to continue to decline. The person I'm running against is a nice guy. He's been there 8 years. He's done nothing. He has nothing he points to when asked about what did he champion, what did he lead. Nothing. The chairmanship is about leadership, and it's about getting things done. And so I really feel like, and the only reason I got involved in this was because I could contribute leadership and action. I am limiting myself to $100 a person contribution, even though the state law allows me to collect $500 per contribution. My opponent got 28 $500 checks from one person through different corporations. That is a position for sale, and I'm not for sale. So I'm limiting myself to $100 per person, and I'm funding the difference because I have to get my message out. And yes, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that, but I am because I'm giving back to the community and because I want to get a hold of this thing and I want to make our lives better.
Well, you know, Ted, it's not a crime to be successful. We need successful people in government. We need successful people in our local community leadership. And, you know, this, I don't know how we got to this point where in this country it's somehow a crime or a bad thing to be successful and work hard.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on the program. Yep. TedDorn.com, TedForChairman.com. Ted is running for Volusia County Chair, and we appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.